Our Father in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy kingdom come. May thy will be done here, now, taking a long, slow, deep breath in through your nose and let it out slowly. And take in another long, slow, deep breath. And let it out slowly. As you continue to breathe in slowly, imagine God breathing his breath of life into your nostrils, filling you with his life-giving presence. Recall the words of Jesus after his resurrection as he breathed onto his disciples and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." Just allow your attention to be centered on Jesus, your eyes to be fixed on him. Perhaps listen to the sound of Jesus knocking on the door of your heart and invite him in further. With every breath in, just invite Jesus into deeper places of your heart and your mind, allowing him to be present, to be Lord, to have his way. God, we ask that your Spirit would speak, that you would lead us into the truth, that you would convict us of sin where we need that, revealing to us what is keeping us from more of you, that you would comfort us, that you would remind us of what Jesus said as we meditate on your word from Hebrews chapter 12. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. consider him. Consider Jesus, who endured from sinners such hostility against himself. Lord, would you stir in our hearts and our minds, Jesus, and his willingness to undergo great suffering and persecution, great pain and agony from sinful people. Consider Jesus, who endured from sinners such hostility against himself, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. God, would the reality of what Jesus willingly endured strengthen us and sustain us through the difficulties we face. Lord, would you allow the pains that we experience to draw us nearer to Jesus? Consider Jesus, so that you may not grow weary or faint-hearted. In your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your own blood. And have you forgotten the exhortation that addresses you as children? My child, do not regard lightly the discipline, the training of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord prepares the one he loves and chastises every child whom he receives. Spirit of God, would you enlighten our minds and stir in our hearts the perspective of the Father and all of the difficulty that he allows us to endure. My child, do not regard lightly the discipline, the training of the Lord, nor be weary when reproved by him. For the Lord prepares the one he loves and chastises every child whom he receives. God, what have you allowed into our lives in this season for our good, for our training, for our development into maturity? Spirit, would you reveal what aspect of our character you'd like to work on right now? Lord, where would you like to strengthen our faithfulness, our allegiance to you? Reveal to us where you might be training us, disciplining us, out of your infinite wisdom and perfect love. It is for training, for development into maturity that you have to endure. God is treating you as children. For what child is there whom his father does not discipline? If you are left without intentional fatherly training, in which all have participated, then you are illegitimate children and not sons or daughters. Besides this, we've had earthly fathers who disciplined us, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be subject to the Father of spirits and live? For our earthly fathers disciplined us for a short time, as it seemed best to them. But the Lord, our heavenly Father, trains us for our good, that we may share his holiness. Oh God, would you help us to value sharing in your holiness? Would you help us to see it as beautiful, as desirable, that we might be like you? Oh Lord, how can it be that would be your plan? For in the moment, all discipline seems painful rather than pleasant. But later, it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. God, help us to grasp that all we have to endure, that every ounce of difficulty will result by your good guidance into the peaceful fruit of righteousness. That it will help us to share more and more in your holiness. God, as we experience pain, as we experience suffering, as we have to endure, sometimes without seeing an end in sight, help us to view it from your perspective, that because you love us, you are allowing us to endure so that it would train us, so that it would be useful in transforming us more and more into the image of your Son, Jesus. Help us to be reminded with every bit of difficulty that it's a sign that we are, in fact, your legitimate adopted children, and that you love us. Lord, in the moment, discipline seems painful. Help us to endure. Lord, show us how to come alongside one another, to be present in each other's lives, to care for, to listen, to support those who are going through great difficulty. God, make us more like Jesus. Men and women who display the fruit of your Spirit. So that the world may know. So that more people would see the beauty of your kingdom, of your family, and be invited in. God, thank you that even through difficult circumstances, we can participate in your kingdom expansion project. Thank you that you don't waste anything. God, we need you. We pray these things in the beautiful name of the one who went before us and endured such hostility by sinners against himself. In the name of Jesus. Amen.